everyone. You are tuned to 94.1 FM KPFA here in Berkeley and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and online at kpfa.org. It is noon. Stay with us for Living Room. Good afternoon and welcome to Living Room. I'm your host, Chris Welch. Welcome to holiday weekend here, number one. There's a couple coming up, as you know. On today's program, we are going to start out with some beautiful banners that you are going to find on the on Market Street, calling your attention to something coming up in January. For the first time in San Francisco's history, banners advocating reproductive rights and justice are flying as of today on Market Street. A coalition of 42 national and local organizations, namely the Silver Ribbon Campaign to Trust Women, is responsible for this. And we have one of the co-founders of that campaign, along with my dear friend and usual Friday healthcare colleague, Dr. Ellen Schaefer. We have Dr. Sophia Yen joining us on the phone. Good afternoon to you, Sophia.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So, congratulations. I heard about these at Ellen's open house the other day for the Center for Policy Analysis. And for those of you who missed it, I told you it was going to be a good party. And Sophia was a truly galvanizing speaker when she brought up her concern about pro-life, quote-unquote, people, anti-choice people, descending upon San Francisco in January annually for the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. And you have decided to take them on. What's your plan?
So the Bay Area Coalition for Our Reproductive Rights had the brilliant idea of booking Justin Herman Plaza on January 21st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And there will be a family celebration of choice. I've booked my favorite face painter, my favorite balloon twister, and an airbrush tattoo artist. So that should be a great event to just celebrate reproductive rights and kick off Trust Women Week. And in preparation for that, today we had 20 of our 70 banners that will finally be up. They're slowly putting them up over the holiday season, but just in time to greet all of the tourists coming to San Francisco. And the theme is the Silver Ribbon Campaign to Trust Women with Reproductive Rights. So we're encouraging anyone who trusts women with reproductive rights and thinks that government should focus on the economy and not on birth control and women's uteri to wear silver ribbon and talk about all of the things that Congress, as well as local governments, not so much in California, but other states, are doing to take away women's rights to our autonomy.
Dr. Sophia Yen, in addition to being a medical doctor, is the mother of two young daughters, both, I think, under six would be good to say that.
Yes.
They are. So it's when you say Trust Women Week, I remember you said that you had fired back a letter to President Obama when he got up to defend the Plan B decision by Kathleen Sebelius, the chief of
Health
and Human Services, in opposition to her own FDA rulings on Plan B, the pill that you can take after intercourse to prevent pregnancy. And he cited his own daughters, and you cited yours as well.
Yeah.
Why? This is really a battle, a war on women, according to Ellen.
Yes, this is definitely an attack on women. This is an attack on families' rights to decide what happens in our families, to plan our families, and to make things political that don't have to be. So never in our country's history has the Secretary of the HHS overridden the FDA panel and FDA commissioner's recommendation regarding a medication. And as a pediatrician who specializes in teenagers, I am particularly upset that this is a slap in the face to all physicians and medical practitioners out there, because 30 plus medical organizations, so the AMA, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Society of Allison Health and Medicine, plus, you know, 26 more organizations all said, send this medication over the counter, because we're trying to prevent unplanned pregnancies. We're trying to prevent abortions. And the nonpartisan FDA panel voted to send it over the counter and with no age restrictions. And the FDA commissioners said, yes, I agree after reviewing all the research that there is no harm medically to any of these young people if they were to take this medicine, and it would be a good public health measure to prevent unplanned pregnancy. And then Kathleen Sebelius just pulled the red herring out and decided to veto this decision. Never in our country's history. And then President Obama decided to support her decision by invoking his two daughters and saying, well, I wouldn't want my daughters to have access to emergency contraception. And in my blog at oursilverribbon.org or trustwomen.org, if you go to our blog, is my piece where I say, well, how dare you invoke your two children to make something political, which should have just been based on science and not ideology, and to prevent pregnancy. And I invoke my two daughters, who are 5 and 2, and I will be certain to tell them about the dangers of over-the-counter medications such as ibuprofen, Tylenol, and acetaminophen, which if you take a whole bottle, you can kill yourself, versus Plan B, which can only prevent pregnancy, and no one could kill themselves with that medication.
Dr. Sophia Yen, as you can imagine, a very passionate activist for women's rights, and that is why these banners are up. So tell me about the banners real quick, and then people will get to go see them, and then we'll have another conversation closer to January.
Yes, so we have a lovely series of 5 banners. One of my favorite slogans is U.S. out of my uterus. So we're hoping to garner some national media if possible, because this is the first time, I believe, in San Francisco's history that we've had a series of 70 banners proclaiming that we support reproductive rights and bringing attention to this critical issue. We also have a great banner that'll be going up later in January from Trust Black Women that says, we trust black women, do you? And it's just a gorgeous art. And we also have one from Catholics for Choice, and one from Planned Parenthood, and one from NARAL. But mainly we have our own series of 5 that says, I think, fix the economy, not my autonomy, and reproductive rights are human rights. Because this is really, you know, about respecting women. If you don't trust me with this decision, how can you trust me with a child? If you don't allow me this decision, how can I decide what happens to me and my future and my education, or if I were to get raped, or if I had an abnormal pregnancy? These are really things that should be handled by the women rather than politicians.
Amen. I thank you so much for joining us, Sophia. Sophia Yen, co-founder of the Silver Ribbon Campaign, a pediatrician specializing in teens, and on the case up and down Market Street, all of you can see now these 70 banners supporting women's reproductive rights and reproductive justice. Thanks so much.